deposit available for a limited time, you can get into your own home with startpointhomes.com.au.
And obviously with schools in Victoria closing and a lot of private schools before the public closure, you had private school students at home. Last week, Fev became a teacher at home. Yes, Fev, yes, Fev, yes, Fev, Fev the teacher. And Fev, we heard all sorts of hilarious stories about Fev trying to teach the kids.
Now, were playing PlayStation and going to 7-Eleven for Slurpees.
In a strange twist, we have a brand new segment here, guys. Yes, Fev, yes, Fev, yes,
Fev, Fev the students. It all started yesterday, guys, because I did try to teach the kids last week, and I literally downloaded the grade 4 math because that was the easiest one, and I could not do it. It was so hard. So then we resorted to doing other fun things. But yesterday, after work, I went up to Lenny's room just to see how she was, play the PlayStation. And so I played a bit of NBA, and I'm in the finals at the moment, okay. So I was playing PlayStation. And as I was playing PlayStation, Lenny was studying in her bed because the PlayStation's in her room. They're online with the teacher, so they've got all their students in there, and you can speak to the teacher when you press a button, and the teacher will answer the questions. So she's teaching everyone. There's like 60 kids. And they were talking, they were in humanities class. So I was listening in while I was playing basketball. I'm like, it was really interesting. I'm like, this is what school was like. Because when I was at school, I didn't listen to anyone. I just played games on my phone. And I played games with my mates. Like I played all these games on pieces of paper, like car racing games with the pens.
I was about to say, was it on your giant Ericsson brick mobile phone?
No, I said phone there because continue. That's why I went back. Sure. Anyway. So I'm sitting there and they're in a humanities class, Boxy, and they're talking about volcanoes and hot spots and all these different plates. And I'm like, wow, this is really about a lot of lava. And I'm like, wow. And all these kids are asking questions, like really educational questions. And I'm like, oh, good question, good question. Mm-hmm. And I go to Lenny, ask a question for me, ask a question for me. So I said to ask the teacher, Miss Harrison, I got audio of it, but we're not allowed to play that because they wouldn't know. I'd probably get in trouble for talking about it now. But anyway, I said to Lenny, ask Miss Harrison why volcanoes can erupt after 100 years and why does that happen? Like in 100 years, a volcano will erupt. Some might erupt every couple of weeks. What brings it to erupt? And she goes, Lenny asks a question and she goes, oh, that's a really good question, Lenny. And I'm like, tell her your dad said it. Tell her your dad said it. And she wouldn't tell her. I've never had a teacher ever before in my life say, very good question, Mr.
Oh, congratulations.
I was wrapped. Year 8. Woo! I'll sit in today. She's got science today and she's got music. So I might sit in and ask some more questions.
Do you know what I've noticed just with Trixie during homeschooling too? I honestly, I've always thought so highly of teachers, and they're teaching our leaders for the future. Their job is so important and so valuable. And I have more respect for them than ever because Trixie asks me that many questions I don't know the answer to.
Yeah.
But teachers know the answer to everything. Like, isn't that amazing?
Miss Harrison, who I don't know who she is, but she is unbelievable. These kids were firing questions at her. It was like she was Google. You know when you ask Siri? She was like, boom, boom, boom,
unbelievable.
Boom, boom. I'm like, impressive.
Shout out to our great teachers all over Melbourne.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, in the midst of this crisis, we are looking for good news stories or people that can help through this, and we've got Christopher Wiesman on the line, who is the CEO of Drake International, and this is great news, looking to hire and employ people. Now, Christopher, thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure, Fifi.
Christopher, can you tell us a little bit about your business and what you're looking for?
Absolutely. So Drake International is one of the largest privately owned recruitment and labour hire companies in the world. And what we found with the COVID-19 virus is that there's been an unprecedented demand in our supply chain, predominantly driven by the grocery sector and the manufacturing sector. So at the moment, we've got thousands of open orders on our books where we need people desperately to start filling roles within the supply chain. And this is around warehousing, logistics. It's around pickers and packers, merchandisers. And we've also got plenty of roles for people that can work in the office that have to process requisitions and so forth. So it's a good story to tell in what is otherwise a very, very gloomy environment.
No, it is a great story, mate. It's a positive. Now, what sort of experience do these guys need? If you've got thousands of jobs ready to go, what do you need?
That's a great question. Look, the roles vary. A lot of roles just require unskilled people. They don't have to have anything specific because what they're doing is they're picking and packing and they're putting things into boxes and so forth. We've also got other roles which require, you know, some supervisory experience, such as the warehouse managers and so forth. But in the norm, if people have got forklift licenses, that's great. But a lot of the roles don't require any specific skill sets. So if you're looking for a job, jump onto our website, register for the roles, and hopefully we'll do our best to try and help.
Christopher, this is such good news, and I love that. Just so the call to action, head to the website. Can you just give out the website for everyone listening?
Happy to. It's www.drakeintl.com.au.
You're listening to Highlights of Fifi, Bev and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To hear the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch-Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
Now, everybody is at this stage at home, unless they're part of an essential workplace or essential providing essential services. And being shut down in the house can be a bit difficult at times, so we want to touch base with some of our friends out there and see how they're going. So we're now crossing to the home of fabulous, famous comedian Joel Creasy. Joel, are you there?
Oh, good morning. Yes, thank you. Live from my bed. I really appreciate it.
Now, Joel, how are you? Couple of things. And how is your relationship with Jack? Because you have just celebrated your 3-year anniversary, but now you've been cooped up for how many days? And how is that putting pressure on your relationship?
Well, so my tour got postponed when the rule came through about 500 and less. So I've been sort of in isolation for about 10 or so days because I got pulled off tour and I have no other skills to offer. things have been tense around the house, but we celebrate our 3-year anniversary on Monday. We were going to go out for dinner, but we decided to stay home and we thought, screw it, let's dress up. So we put on full tuxes and ate cheeseburgers by a candlelit dinner in the lounge room.
and a nice drop of red.
Beautiful drop of red, and then we thought we'd have a dance, and we have very different taste in music, or I should say Jack has tasted music. I just like musicals, so I wanted to do the full choreography to You Can't Stop the Beat from Hairspray. I was going to play both John Travolta and Queen Latifah, but Jack just doesn't know the choreography off the top of his head, which is bizarre. So we argued and went to bed.
you also went Insta Live, which I watched with Courtney Act. That was good. That was a good performance.
Oh my gosh! Okay, you saw that one. Great, because apparently I went Insta Live again later after a few times without realising. So you saw the one that was intentional. Thank God. God. Yes.
Oh wow!
Courtney Act.
I don't know where to go from there, Joel.
No, well, I'll tell you where we'll go, straight to Joel Creasy on Instagram. It sounds like a good time, Joel. So at Joel Creasy is where you're doing this, and sometimes you don't even know what you're doing.
It's tricky. Sometimes I accidentally hit live, and you're not necessarily going to see good stuff. You're just going to see me in the kitchen complaining, saying, what does this do? And it's, you know, clearly a slow cooker.
What are you cooking, Joel? What's a Joel Creasy special in the kitchen in these conditions?
Oh, a lot of hate. I did a bolognese last night. Very simple. I'm like, I'm your Julie Goodwin type cook. You know, your home style type cook.
Julie Goodwin.
Yes.
Very similar to Julie Goodwin. Yeah, MasterChef fame. Yeah, very similar.
I have all her cookbooks.
Now, Joel, you said you've been in isolation for 10 days, and you're a funny man. You've gone Insta Live, you've had your anniversary. How is the relationship going with Jack?
I think it's going well. We're ready to throttle each other, but we're doing fine. We have very different approaches. So I'm currently, I've been trying to reschedule my whole tour. That takes a lot of work and a lot of logistics. Jack, on the other hand, will every now and then scream at me from the bedroom and be like, gotta come here, gotta come here. And I'm like, what? And his Jedi will have upgraded his lightsaber. Not a human either. And and we'll have to spend half an hour discussing that. I'm like, oh, great, Dave, it's really awesome. I'm proud of you.
Well, good luck, Joel. Bunker down with Jack there. We'll have to check in with you again soon, mate. At Joel Creasy on Instagram. 101.9 The Fox.
Yeah, we really have had the phones melting down all morning because there is so much that people want to talk about, vent, share. There's confusion. We know the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, made another address last night. There were more closures, more rules, but not a lot of them making a lot of sense. People are self-governing. They're closing their businesses because they think it's the right thing to do. We know that self-isolation is really important, and so we are taking more calls now. We've got Sally on the line, an emergency worker doing an incredible job. Sally, how are you going at the moment?
I'm actually really struggling.
Oh, Sal.
I just wanted to call you guys this morning to let you know how much I appreciate you really pushing the message to the community to stay home because it's so, so important. I'm a mum and I've worked in emergency for half my life. And I love it. I have the best job in the whole world. But I'm now scared to go to work because I'm so scared I'm going to take this virus home. And my kids are going to go get sick and they're going to die. So awesome. Can you stay home? Can you please stay home so that you can protect families like mine? Because they're the most important thing in the world to me. And please just stay home.
Oh, Sally. That is so powerful, and I hope everybody listening heard that. And you're at the front line, Sally. We're listening to politicians at the moment, and they're telling us about having hair appointments for half an hour and to go to shopping centres but don't stand near anyone. Listening to you, and I hope everybody heard that, it's not essential to go to a shopping centre. It's not essential to get a haircut. Please stay home. Sally, I mean, that could not have been more powerful, your words.
Thanks. So true, like this virus is killing so many people, and you know what, it might not kill you, but it might kill the people you love, and for me those people are my children and they're the most important thing in the world, so stay home.
Well, your strength as a healthcare worker, healthcare workers are the heroes of this entire thing, and we can't thank you enough for the work that you continue to do, Sally.
And Sally, what we'd like to do for you, because you're obviously under a lot of pressure here and I imagine you don't get a chance to get out much, you're too busy looking after people, we want to send you one of our care packs. It's just a little something. It's just all the basic needs for you and your family. We've got toilet paper, hand sanitizer, fruit and veg, just things to keep you going so you don't have to worry about that.
That's another thing the hoarders need to stop, because we're doing double shifts in busy emergency departments and we're seeing so many people, and then you can't even go to Coles to buy toilet paper. It's getting ridiculous. If everyone just buys what they need, it's going to make life so much easier for everyone.
Sally, she's done more good. I know she's clearly emotional, guys, but as Fief, she touched on, she's done more good there by selling that message. No one is going to listen to Sally and not do what she just said.
No,
yeah, and I think Coles and Woolworths said yesterday that for nurses, doctors and healthcare workers, they're going to be open at a certain time just for them to shop.
Well, that's a great initiative.
Check
on that, but absolutely. All right, the lines are still open. 131060 is the number. And look, a lot of people are going to have thoughts and feelings at this time. There are resources available, obviously, like Lifeline, 131114, and several other resources. Do we take another call now, or do you want to come back to the break, guys? How are you feeling? Because there's calls coming through. Do we feel like rolling on?
Yeah, okay. Samantha in Mickleham. Hi, Sam.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Samantha. Good. We've just heard from Sally, who's an emergency nurse. I mean, that is so stressful and heartbreaking. How are you? What are your thoughts on all of this?
I'm a childcare worker, and I bring my daughter to work with me every single day. But I also have a son at home who can no longer go to school because he has cancer, and he is going through treatment. So every day is honestly really scary, and I have so much anxiety going to work.
Samantha, I'm honestly speechless because I can't figure out how to fix that for you. And that is your situation there, where you are going to work, which is a childcare centre, exposed to other children. You're taking one of your children with you because that child needs your help. And then you've got another one at home. In that situation, I honestly don't know what to
do you,
say.
Do you have to? I mean, obviously, everyone needs to put food on the table, and it's been a very difficult time. Is there any option for you to not go to your job, Samantha?
Because that would time no.
Right.
No, I need to be there.
And that's half the problem, isn't it? If they don't go to work, they don't get paid. If they go to work, they get paid. We just need to get people to stay at home and then be able to access funds that the government apply. Because
it just doesn't seem right that Samantha feels like she has to go to work.
Mentally boxy, go to work, knowing that you could catch that virus and then your son's at home who could catch it so much easier with cancer.
The most vulnerable.
Yeah, unbelievable.
I know. You honestly, Samantha, what you just posed is something that we want to fix for you, and I honestly at this minute I can't think how to do that for you, but you need to protect your family, you need to protect your kids, and we just wish you well, and we hope, I mean, the least we can do is send you a care pack. Would that in any way help you if we just send you
that
a
would
pack
be
all the basic needs?
That would be amazing. Thank you so much.
And we just wish you well, you keep your family safe, and you do whatever you have to do, okay, Sam?
Thank you. You're absolutely beautiful. You make my day.
You're listening to edited highlights of Fifi, Feb and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To get the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch-Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
Because we are in this crisis and we've been receiving calls this morning. You may recall we had Sally on the line, who was an emergency nurse who is living a nightmare at the moment. And we're trying to communicate as much information as we can. Obviously, the Prime Minister and the Premier are constantly doing press conferences. But if you missed or didn't quite understand or follow the Prime Minister last night, let's go through this. So from midnight tonight, here are the closures. Amusement parks and arcades closed. Indoor and outdoor play centres closed. Community and recreation centres, that includes health clubs, fitness centres, yoga, bar, spin facilities, saunas, wellness centres, all closed. Public swimming pools closed. Galleries, museums, libraries, auction houses, real estate auctions and open house inspections are closed, which will have huge impact on the property market. In-store beauty therapy, which is tanning, waxing, nail salons, tattoo parlors, spa and massage parlors, all closed. Food courts within shopping centres will be able to sell takeaway. So shopping centres themselves remain open. And this brings us, and that is confusing in itself. I think we're wondering why a shopping centre gets to remain open when hairdressers, now this is the one that's caused a lot of confusion. Can we play Scott Morrison talking about how hairdressers move forward?
Hairdressers and barbershops will continue to be able to provide those services, but it is very important that they strictly manage the social distancing and limitations of the number of people in their premise. So that's 4 square metres per person. And on top of that, to restrict the amount of time a patron is in the premise to no more than 30 minutes.
Whew, that's tough. And
now, Fiona, 30 minutes. What's the difference if it's an hour? What's 30 minutes? What is that?
Well, the health info was saying if you have constant contact with someone, you're more likely to contract. But I heard a set of 15 minutes for that.
Yeah,
now
but
that's
even
30.
That's irrelevant, Byron, because the point is, what we've also not mentioned is he said that schools are still open.
Yeah.
So you're that stringent about a hair salon appointment between two people, but you'll have 500 kids running around a schoolyard snotting and sneezing all over each other.
Touching each other.
None of this makes sense. And then the other one, let's just get to quickly, was when it comes to weddings and funerals.
Weddings can continue to be conducted where it is just the couple, the celebrant, and the witnesses. That's no more than 5 people. And sadly also, and I know this will be very difficult, funerals to no more than 10 persons observing the rules around the 4 square metre rule and the social distancing practices.
Interesting, Fiona.
I know, Fev. How do you interpret all of that?
I'm as I said earlier, I'm not the smartest man, but I don't understand why kids are going to school. I don't understand if 5 people can go to a wedding, but 10 can go to a funeral. What's the difference? Does the dead person count as one? So
oh,
is that
Fev,
nine?
Fev.
No.
I'm just saying, like, well, how would you, no, how do you know? Not.
In fairness of the wedding, the two people getting married are counted as two of the five. I mean,
there you go, two of the five. Now, if I got married to Alex, it's probably a good time because we'll probably save money because I don't have to invite everyone. I have to choose between the kids because there's us two.
Four kids.
The celibate and the four kids, so.
Well, and also Fee and I, who'd be high on the list?
Sorry, what?
Okay, sorry, continue.
But I don't understand, Boxy, but you can go get a haircut and get touched by the barber. Like, I get a trim and a shave, my hair. That takes longer than half an hour.
I know. Well,
just to do that. Like, if you got your hair done, how long would that take?
Oh, 3 hours, so I can't.
Yeah, right.
And what I've noticed is a lot of hair salons, including my hair salon, my hairdresser has sent out a post saying, no, we're closed. And I think what's happening is there's a lot of self-governing happening. I know that a lot of gyms are saying, look, I know the Prime Minister said we can do boot camps with 10 people out in public, but we're deciding, no, that's not the right thing to do.
Can I ask and one even, more question about the funeral when you're finished?
Oh, yes. Well, I want to get to the funeral because for me, that one had the biggest impact on me because – you know, let's be real, weddings, and as devastating as that would be if you've planned your wedding, you can still get married. But once somebody passes, that moment can't be recreated. And the fact that people will be passing away and they can't have their loved ones there to celebrate their lives. But this is where then, but he's saying, but I'll open a shopping centre and you can browse around Adairs for a few hours. No, hang on. No one should go to the shops. If they can't go to a funeral, why can they go to school in the shops?
And I think he said that you can go for a run at the park or walk with your family down the street. You know, I've got a family of six, so why I can walk down the street in a family of six. Why can't you get buried if you're having a funeral, have it in a cemetery in an open area and have more people?
You're right. There you go. That's a good point.
Yeah. You're outside, and so what's the difference between that?
Of course it's a tough job. No one would want his job right now, but it did leave a lot of people confused. We had the construction worker guys who called us this morning a bit after six. He has seen construction sites with up to 500 people on them.
Well, it was very confusing. We are opening our phone lines 131060. If you've got something to contribute or you just want to talk, vent, maybe you're in a small business and you're confused. I love this. In the great words of Shane Warne, who sent a tweet last night, which I thought summed it up beautifully.
Warne's tweet. People put me and him together and said, if these two idiots can actually sound smarter than the Prime Minister, there's something wrong.
Uh-huh. I think Warne summed it up. He said, listening to the PM, like everyone here in Australia, and what I understood was, it's essential unless it's not. Then it's essentially not essential. I can't be clearer. Plus, people can buy a new shirt at a shopping centre. WTF. I mean, it's true. We are very confused. And again, you wouldn't be the Prime Minister for anything right now. And I feel like he's back in that cabinet meeting. People are confusing him when it just seems that all the doctors, the emergency service workers, everybody is saying, please just lock this down.
And we'll get through it quicker if we do that.
The impact will be less because we will move through it quicker.
Absolutely.
I'll give you a job for – you can come to my funeral, Byron, if something happens to me in the next couple of days.
So I'm in your top 10, yeah?
Yeah, you can – no, you can organise it at Southland because that's a shopping centre. So we can have the funeral there. The wake will be at the food court, free food, and then afterwards you can get your hair cut at the salon.
Thank you.
There you go.
That's a nice touch, Bev.
Metricon, the easy way at Mandalay with 5% deposit and no repayments until completed. Conditions apply.